This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're doing elevator pitch now. You know, people usually struggle, for many reasons to sell their business. It could be, lack of solid business plan. It could be, inability to explain the market to the market what you do, your finances, value, lack of passion as well. It could be a contributing factor, but we're here to help you.
No, definitely. And we just want to make sure that, whenever you find yourself in a position where you have to pitch your business or pitch your product or services, you are well empowered. Today, our entrepreneur is Maphate Rakoma, the director of Farming with Maphate, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Great to have you on the show. And our coach, chartered accountant, business coach, and managing director at MyDo, Thabelo Raphala. Thabelo, are you well?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
We are wonderful. All right, Maphate, we're going to be giving you a chance to actually go ahead and talk to our business coach as if you're talking to a potential investor. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Great. I will let you know when you can start.
Oh, okay.
All right, Maphate, you can go.
Hi, my name is Maphate Rakoma, the director of Farming with Maphate Pty Ltd. Our business is based at Ravmaboy, a village outside Polokwane along R71. We produce live chicken and slaughtered chicken. We produce 1,000 chickens per cycle. Our target market is resellers, household, and everyone is doing catering, butcheries, etc. Price ranges from 75 rand to 100 rand, and you can also find us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, and Instagram at Farming with Maphate or underscore at Maphate Recipe.
All right, Maphate, your time is up. Thank you for that. Thabelo, there you go. You heard our entrepreneur. From what she was able to present, what are your thoughts as a potential investor?
Well, for me, it was more of an advertisement more than anything. So what I love is I know where she's found, what she's selling, her price, and to whom is she selling to. So that's what I've managed to gather. I did not hear the current clients that she's servicing in terms of numbers, what she's looking to do, and what sort of support she's looking for. I would have loved to hear that part.
Maphate, from our coach saying that, you know what, if you're going to be talking to someone who you want to invest in your company, apart from letting them know about your business, it's important for you to sell yourself and just share something about the numbers of what you're doing and that kind of a thing. From her feedback, what do you say to that? Do you think that's going to be helpful as you shape your pitch moving forward?
Yeah, I think it will, because I think, yeah, it was more of an advertisement. I think I missed a lot. I missed a lot of points that might attract investors. Yeah, but in terms of customers, at the moment we have off-takers who come and take the chickens when they are ready. We also sell to resellers. We also sell to households, and then we produce 1,000 chickens per cycle, meaning in 5 weeks. We produce 1,000 chickens, and we place every 4 weeks. So it means every 4 weeks we place chickens. Every 5 weeks we have chickens that are ready for the market. And then at the moment we are building a structure with a capacity of 2,000. It's almost finished. And then the only thing that we need at the moment is just a production input. We need stock to fill the house so that we can keep ahead for prepare for festive season.
Okay. There's a second pitch.
That's a second pitch.
There we go. I think this one now is a pitch.
Yeah, this one was a pitch. So, Maphate, at least what's very important for you when you are talking to someone who's looking at growing your business and growing you as an entrepreneur. Thabelo, before we let you go, maybe talk to entrepreneurs like Maphate who needs support in terms of what kind of support you are able to provide through your platform.
So basically we support Entrepreneurs 360. We do it in our platform, lemiapp.io, lemiapp.io. In there we offer the ability for you to manage your business on a day-to-day basis, meaning you can invoice, code, send a statement to clients, you can track all of that. you can track your sales, how you're performing from there, your target clients, how you're doing there. You can manage your project as well on a daily basis. And you can also connect and advertise your products and services to a group of, currently we've got over 12,000 other SMEs and users in the platform that can pick up your services. We also have an e-commerce store in there that you can also now start selling online. Beyond that, we also then have training on how you can run your business, really end-to-end from sales, right, HR, operations, the works. So it's really a wealth for entrepreneurs and how we can support them grow their businesses.
Thank you so much, Thabelo, always coming through and giving great insights to entrepreneurs. That's our Chartered Accountant, Business Coach and Managing Director at MyDoh, Thabelo Raphala. Of course, entrepreneur for today, founder of Farming with Maphate, Maphate Rakoma.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.